Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
House condemns President Trump.
I know racism when I see it.
The Squad speaks.
This is a distraction. This is a disruption.
Remembering John Paul Stevens.
An impartial guardian of the law.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump blasts Democrats in four tweets this morning, saying they're getting nothing done. It comes hours after the House of Representatives voted to condemn his attacks on four congresswomen as racist. Georgia Democrat John Lewis.
I know racism when I feel it, and at the highest level of government, there's no room for racism.
Republicans who challenged House Speaker Pelosi over the sharp wording failed in a battle to rebuke her. Just four Republicans backed the condemnation, and over in the Senate, GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
The president's not a racist. And I think the tone of all of this is not good for the country.
Amid it all, Texas Democrat Al Green introduced articles of impeachment.
Donald John Trump is unfit to be president and warrants impeachment.
It could force a House vote later on this week, but Green's efforts have failed before. CBS This Morning's Gayle King sat down with the four members of Congress called the Squad who've been targeted by the president.
Quoting the president yesterday, you all are people who hate our country with a passion. You hate Jewish people and you love enemies like Al Qaeda. You hear those statements coming from the president of the United States to describe you all, and you think what?
I think that America has always been a story, and America has always been about the triumph of people who fight for everyone versus those who want to preserve rights for just a select few. And there is no bottom to the barrel of vitriol that will be used and weaponized to stifle those who want to advance rights for all people in the United States.
We can talk about and spin out about hateful words, which are a predictable prompt by the occupant of this White House, and I call him that, not because I don't have respect for the Oval Office.
But it sounds like you don't have respect for the Oval Office when you call the President of the United States the occupant.
No, because he is only occupying the space. He does not embody the principles, the responsibility, the grace, the integrity of a true president.
We heard there from Representatives Ayanna Pressley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Word came late last night of the death of former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens at 99. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
On the bench, John Paul Stevens was known for his fierce independence, old-fashioned geniality, and that trademark bow tie. He gradually transformed from a moderate conservative to a leading liberal voice.
I don't really think I've changed. I think there have been a lot of changes in the court.
I am confident that he will bring both professional and personal qualities of the highest order.
President Gerald Ford, 1975, appointed Stevens to the court.
I will do everything in my power to render the best possible judicial service of which I am capable.
He would go on to serve under seven presidents. His decisions in part helped promote racial equality, gay rights, and uphold legal abortions. But his biggest decision came in 2000 with the court's decision to stop the Florida presidential vote recount in Bush versus Gore. He told 60 Minutes 10 years later it was one of the court's biggest blunders.
I don't question the good faith of the people, the justices with whom I disagreed, but I think they were profoundly wrong.
Well, forecasters say a heat wave is taking shape, covering a large portion of the country. Cities from New York to Washington and west to Chicago and St. Louis could see at least 3 days of temps 95 to 100 degrees. The U.S. suspects Iran has seized a tanker from the United Arab Emirates that was making its way through the Strait of Hormuz a few days ago, but a mechanical failure hasn't been ruled out. CBS's David Martin's traveling in the region with a top American general.
This latest incident came 10 days after British Royal Marines seized an Iranian tanker that was about to enter the Mediterranean in what officials believe was an attempt to smuggle oil to Syria. Iran vowed to retaliate and last week attempted to seize a British tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. But a British warship intervened and warned the Iranians away.
Well, singer R. Kelly remains in jail in Chicago after a court hearing in his sex crimes case. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Prosecutors repeatedly called him a danger to society. To try to get bond, Kelly's lawyers argued he has no current contact with minors, is not a flight risk because he turned over his passport, and has, quote, no criminal record. His crisis manager says they will appeal the judge's decision to deny bond.
22 arrests in Southern California. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says there are alleged members and associates of the MS-13 gang.
The federal indictment alleges a series of vicious murders, some involving machetes, knives, and baseball bats.
In New York, CBS's Gary Nunn says it's sentencing day for a convicted Mexican drug lord.
El Chapo is expected to be ordered to spend the rest of his life in prison for a laundry list of crimes, including murder, drug trafficking, and conspiracy. During a trial earlier this year, prosecutors described him as ruthless and bloodthirsty. At least one of his victims, a woman who survived a hit that he ordered, is expected to make a statement at the sentencing hearing.
Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul has made an arrest in the killing of a 75-year-old woman who founded an African-American museum in the Louisiana capital.
Ron Bell was a tenant in one of her rent houses. We believe that he was behind several months on his rent. We believe around $1,200 was owed.
Wild scene in Springville, Utah, where there's a wildfire burning. Residents watched as a big boulder came tearing down a mountain.
We seen a big boulder come bouncing down the hill.
I was panic-stricken. I ran in to grab my wife.
It kept bouncing toward us. My friend goes, come on, we gotta run, we gotta run.
It was making 40, 50-yard skips at a time. I mean, it was scary.
It came to a stop in a street, creating a large crater. There's some renewed interest in a spot on the map that's long been the subject of UFO folklore. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
U.S. military officials say they're monitoring the situation now that more than a million people have signed up for the tongue-in-cheek Facebook call to storm Area 51. It began as a joke on social media, calling on people to assemble before dawn in a Nevada desert town in order to rush the Nevada Test and Training Range in search of aliens. The woman who owns the closest lodging to Area 51 says her phone has been ringing incessantly with people who want to book a room. An Air Force spokesman said any attempt to illegally access the area is highly discouraged. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Well, Apple and Google are offering new emojis, images of multiracial and same-sex couples and people with disabilities, also some animals, waffles, falafel, and garlic and butter. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.